the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Is an oxymoron. There's no
such
thing as multitasking. You need to stay focused on one damn thing at a time.
Have you ever read the book, The One Thing?
No.
And it would go with your brand, actually, because it's on like a yellow cover. But the audio book is awesome, April. It's called The One Thing. It's New York Times bestseller multiple times.
Okay.
When you read that, it supports what your husband says. He's a wise man.
He is. I mean, you know, 36 years, and I adore the breeze that keeps that brother cool. Oh, yeah. And I will tell you, I'll cut you. You come close to my meat. So thank you so much, Leon Street.
You are welcome. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to doing this. Can you see that?
Wait a minute, it got some glare. Get that glare.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we can do. Can we switch it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Bring it over on your other side.
Let's try this side. Right. Are we there? No. Yeah, there we are. Go. Just about.
There we go. Okay. That's okay. Okay. Chill, Brains. This is my dude from the UK. I'm telling you, damn, I wish I could go and travel because I would party like a rock star all over the world. Y'all's good to me, and thank you so much for staying up, Leon Street, to be here. Brains, this is one of my friends, okay? This is my brother from another mother, and he's here, and you know what he does? He's a visionary marketing coach and a number one best-selling author. Now, Brains, what he tells me is that he can take your business from average to more clients without being overwhelmed. I tell him you must have a magic wand or some pixie dust. Because if that was that simple, everybody be doing it. But somebody's got the recipe for success, and I think it's my dude right there. Welcome.
Thank you, April. I'm so looking forward to this. I was telling my fiance literally about 15 minutes ago. She's in the lounge with me watching Billions. And I'm like, I've got a big interview coming up. And she's like, who is it? I said, do you remember that lady from last week who was speaking? She's like, oh, yeah, I need to get out the lounge. So I'm excited. My fiance has left the room especially so I can do this interview.
Oh, man, I want to see what you look like. I want to see the lucky girl.
She's gone now. The door's closed, so she won't even hear.
Tell her to call me. I got some tips. I got 36 in. I know what to do and what not to do.
Awesome.
So what are you doing there?
So
that's what you do.
So I generally, the main thing that I do is I help business owners to understand this overwhelming topic of how to market your business. Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there, you know, they look at marketing and they don't really have a great experience of what marketing is because it's this kind of confusing place. And people tell you to go on to, like we were speaking in the green room, be on TikTok, be on Facebook, be on Instagram, get on Google. And you know, all you want to do as a business owner is just sell some of your stuff because you know you have great services or products and you don't want to get confused with all the kind of, you know, BS that's around with all the marketing stuff that you just want to serve your clients, right? And so that's what I help my clients to understand how to communicate to their audience. And between me and you, April, marketing is all about...
Me and you is between me and you and 63,000 and 49. I'm just telling you, all right?
I know. So between me, you, and the 63,000, right. Marketing is all about psychology. Yeah. And the more you understand about how humans communicate, the better results you get with your marketing. And that's the kind of the top level approach to what I do. We can dig into it more as the interview progresses.
Yeah, because you go into, you got a whole recipe for success. You talk about habits.
Yep.
You talk about confidence. You talk about failures. You talk about success. Mm-hmm. You talk about joy. You talk about life balance. Yep. And that's a whole lot coming from a man, you know, because you're touching some pain points. You got people all up in their feelings.
Yeah, you're right. 100%.
Yeah, because their money is their feelings, okay? Mm. I don't know why, but it is, okay?
Yeah.
And so that and also validation. People want to be validated, you know.
I agree.
Say, oh, I do this, you know, because I want to give. You a lie. You get your ego. No, really. keep it 100. It's your ego, it's your pocketbook, it's your sexuality, it's your pride, it's your color, it's something. You have to do it. So everything comes full circle. You don't do things just for shit and giggles. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. And I'll give you a quick story. So in the UK, because we're all going through this social lockdown as this is being recorded. So in the UK, the gyms opened up from Saturday. So that's 2 days ago. And yesterday I was back in there. So I went on Saturday and Sunday and I'm speaking to this young guy. He's 27 and he started speaking to me perhaps like 12 months ago. And we just speak every now and again. And so we see each other after 4 months of social lockdown. And previously he hadn't been to the gym for about, let's say, 6 months because he was suffering from seizures. Yeah. And it was kind of a new health condition. Wow. And so I'm speaking to him. Yeah. And I said, where were you the kind of 6 months before the lockdown? And he said, I was going through a really terrible depression. And I said, what happened? And he said, well, you know, with the seizures, I felt less confident because I couldn't go places in case it happened. And I just didn't know how to respond. And he was taking some medication to kind of help. And so anyway, he says to me, you know, I've been working on myself, working on my ego. And he says, I've figured it all out. And I said, aha, can I share something with you? And he said, yeah. And I said, the thing is, you never figure out your ego because it's a biological thing that is with you until the day you die. What you must become aware of is how it behaves. And so when you said to me, you know, people do things because of their ego, their pride, their this, you are 100% right, because I would say 99% of people, they don't come from this kind of higher awareness, this higher level. And most of what they do is fronted by the ego. And I'll leave it there for now.
No, you know, because I'm about to take you somewhere.
So
I work with an ego coach, Brigitte Brunström from Sweden. Mm-hmm. I've worked with her now maybe 2.5 years.
Wow.
I have these downloads. I'm going to turn you on to her, okay, after this. Mm-hmm. Really, it's going to take you to a whole nother scene, okay? Because, again, you nurture those parts of your ego that are deficient. If you know the person needs to have more recognition, give that to them. If they are less confidence, put them out front more. Stroke their ego, brain.
Yeah.
It's okay to do that because then that's fed. You don't want those emotions to be suppressed and then they erupt.
You know what? You're 100% right. And so I'm speaking to this young guy. And as I'm speaking to him, I explain actually what the ego is all about. And actually, it's the communicate. I don't know how deep we'll go in this conversation, but I'll say, as I said to this guy, I said, your ego is your communication device between you, your body, and your spirit. And I said, and how the ego works is what it thinks it needs to do. It thinks it needs to say. And most of the time, it doesn't come from a place of what it just needs to be.
I'm telling you, when I turn you into my teacher, they ain't gonna know what to do with you. So I have to tell you down, okay? All right. So we talking 6G. We ain't talking 5G. We talking 6G, okay?
So I think this is 10G, April.
You wrote a book.
Yeah.
What did you write in that book? I wrote 3 books. I sold 14,000 copies out of the back of my car.
You know what? When you told me that, April, like, I if I had a hat on, I would take it off and tip it to you, because you know what? That's amazing. This book, I probably sold about 2,000 copies, and I haven't sold them out the back of my car. And so
we need to sell like about 500 more copies. So tell me.
Yeah.
So that right there, where to get that?
So you can get this on Amazon. It's on Amazon.com. So everybody in America, it is available around the world. It was a number one bestseller in the USA, Canada, the UK, and Australia. So the book's called More Leads, More Clients. And basically I give my 10-step principles on how to attract more leads and turn those into more clients in any business. And in the simplest form, it's how to simplify your message so that more people understand the true benefit of what you offer, rather than being a sleazy salesy kind of person trying to sell some products and not really give value. And so the big thing that the book is for me is that, probably like you as well, April, if you're going to publish something, you need it to stand the test of time with your brand and what you represent. Right. And so you're not just going to publish anything. And that was it for me.
As long as they're selling the Bible and the Torah, I'm going to sell mine. plan is brand new to the person who's never had it. Okay.
100%.
Again, a copy of mine. You can get small statements that mean a lot. I like to put a lot of my little cliches and words of wisdom. Where was my book at? You always got it right near me. Okay. Here's my book right here. You see this, Brains? Small statements that mean a lot. I wrote this with my brother. These are small words of wisdom. That have traveled through the test of time, okay? And I done sold, like I said, a grip. And you have to, when you're an author, you have to hold on to that ugly baby. Because it's brand new to the person who's never read it. And you have to be excited about it. This is your body of work. Now, if you're doing it just for, you know, cathartic reasons, I understand that. But if you call yourself a published author, nobody is going to sell your book. It's flooded like you are. So anyway, like I said, nobody is going to sell your book. Nobody cares about your stuff like you do, your family, you know. So we got a lot of synergies here. But let's also talk. Oh, I want to go back to something that you said.
Yeah, go.
Talk about leads.
Yeah.
Brains, let me share something with you about sales, okay? I know about sales. If you get a lead, and you do not follow up on that lead immediately, it's not a warm lead. You have to build a relationship. You can't just go in and people are going to buy from you. They got to know, like, trust you, and damn near smell you. Okay? So follow up on your leads. Be respectful. 2-3 touches. If people are not responding, let them go. Because that's holding space for somebody that's there to do some serious business. Emotional intelligence. That's what the business world is craving right now.
Yeah.
Is, you know, they want the heart-to-heart business right now. Because the money going to be funny all over the world for a long time.
Yeah.
So now what you have to do is be heart-centered. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then relationship capital. You got to build your team. Like me and Liam. Okay? Really? 100%. All over the world. You know, you're playing small, Brains. You're talking about your little city, your little community, your little state, your little country. We're talking global. Am I right, brother?
100% right, April. I couldn't say any better myself.
So again, we ready to do this. Now, I keep calling you brother, and they don't understand. Now, would you look at him? Look at him. I'm going to take a big close-up of his cute face. Look at that. Wait, where are you at? Wait, smile for the camera. Okay, he's biracial.
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing. And you know what? What cracks me up though, kind of, is was your mother white or your father was?
My mother's white. She's British. She's English. Yeah. Okay. And my father's parents are from Jamaica, but he was born here just after Windrush. You know, when they were sending for like Jamaican people and Africans to come and rebuild Britain after the Second World War in the 60s and 50s and 60s. So that's when my grandparents arrived in the UK.
Were they asking them to come or were they importing them in?
No. See, this is the thing. They said, you know, the streets are paved with gold, money, opportunity, jobs. And when they came here, they were in for a big shock.
Well, okay. Like everybody in the world right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, you had a lot to endure, but you could pass very easily for just being a white guy.
100% April, you know, and, you know, with the recent things that happened with George Lloyd, it had a huge effect around the world and in the UK. There were riots here, there were protests here, there were just different things that happened. And, you know, if you don't know a little bit about history, slavery actually was started in England, in the UK, or Great Britain, as it was known, you know, because
I got brains. Oh yeah,
we got
it back than that.
Yeah, and if you don't know your history, it wasn't called Great Britain just because it was great, like a really nice place to be, because it was actually the biggest empire that existed in history because of how many countries Great Britain conquered, and how many people it enslaved. But anyway, that's another history lesson. But the point I want to get to is, with me, my father was, as they would say in Jamaica, red skin. So he was light brown. And, you know, when I was born and the midwives brought me to my mom, they were like, that's not my son. My son's going to be dark. But even my white mother thought I was going to turn out brown. And so, you know, for whatever reason, I turn out this color. And what I remember is a story that my mom told me is that my nan, so my father's mother, when she saw me, she was like, yes, that's my grandson. And she took me in straight away, you know. And for me, I hold that dear to my heart because this is a black woman from Jamaica who, you know, came to the UK in the late 50s. And as soon as she saw me, I was like the first mixed race, you could call me white child in the family. And she took me in straight away. And, you know, for that moment and even that story, I'll cherish that, you know, until my dying day. And I was actually with my grandmother yesterday. So yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. See, life is good. Mm-hmm. Count it all joy. That's what I said. I'm a love on my mom and, you know, my daughter, my husband. I just can't go out like that.
So yeah, yeah.
All of this COVID-19 taught you about you?
What has it taught me? It's taught me about time and what am I willing to invest my time into? And what am I thinking that I need to be busy with when it's not actually, you know, urgent or essential? And I guess from it, you know, because I have a 6-month old daughter. She's my third child. She was born on the 12th of January. And because the kind of COVID thing all kicked in, let's say, beginning of March, it was the perfect time to have a child because of how much time me and my fiance have spent with her and spent with my 7-year-old and my 13-year-old. So I guess the biggest thing for me is I'm going to give you 3 things, actually. One, pay attention to what the big guys are doing. And when I said the big guys, the governments and the companies, people like Amazon, people like Apple, look at what they're doing when there are pandemics.
Folks like Bill Gates.
Yeah. And watch what they're doing because they will give you clues as to what you need to be aware of, not what the news is telling you. Look at what their actions are. So for instance, in February, this was very early, middle of February, and I clocked this before anything really kind of picked up. Amazon said that none of their office staff have to come into the office. They were sent home to work from home. That was the middle of February. Mm. And at the time, I remember there's something going on here. Yeah, pay attention, Leon. And so that's the first thing. When there are things going on, pay attention to what the big guys are doing. Number two, don't pay attention to what the news is telling you without checking it for yourself, because the news isn't 100% real. Yeah, and you know, I know the brains know this. I haven't got to preach this, April.
That's why they check into the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, I know this, but
people keep it 100, okay? And they wear masks and gloves too. My brains.
Yeah, yeah. Even though the masks don't work, apparently.
Yeah, well,
but anyway.
You know, but I put a little essential oils. Y'all put CBD oil in it. You'd be thrilling.
There you go. So number three, you know, take care of you and your family.
Right.
And I say it in that order, you and your family, because without you, you can't be there for your family. So they're my 3 things.
All right. Okay. Well, that's some powerful stuff there, because folks is just really, really tripped out. Now, let me ask you a question about your kids. Well, you going to send your kids to school? What you think?
So,
I don't want to put you in a, you know, put you out on blast. Because
No.
In their feelings about that, about your
kids. I will tell you straight. So in the UK, do you know the last group of people that were sent home were the kids? So businesses were told to send their staff home. People were like non-essential workers, you know, doctors, nurses, supermarkets. You know, all of these people had to stay in their jobs to obviously keep the country going. But, you know, kids, they were the last group of people to actually be sent home by the government. And my biggest thing was, the schools are the breeding ground for passing anything, right? From the common flu.
Dishes, my God.
Yeah. So.
Let me get some of your
drink. Exactly. And who did they bring it home to? Us guys. So my point is this. My kids are going back to school in September because I didn't hear any big drama, dramatic tales of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of children dying. Did you, April?
No, but you know, it's not just them. It's they come home to the baby. They come, you know, the immune system is still, and I don't get this. I think that you should protect my little cupcake even more so because we don't know how this is going to morph.
But here's the thing.
But when they come to school, like I said, when they come from school, they bring all kind of stuff.
Measles. And but here's my point. Like, you know, the kids are the last ones to be brought home in the UK anyway. And here's the thing, like, nothing bad has happened since then. Like, even in the UK, they created these emergency hospitals. There were three kind of mega hospitals. And the UK is like the equivalent of one state in terms of size. Yeah. Right. So we're not like a huge landmass. But here's my point. They created these three mega hospitals in the UK as an emergency response. Mm-hmm. They weren't even 1% full. Mm. So, like, are we making too much of this in terms of how bad it is?
Hell because no. No.
I'm going to go against you there, April. I'm going to say yes, okay. Because if you compare it, like, let's compare it to things like cancer, you know, diabetes. Nope. Like, it doesn't even come close.
No, and you know why? You know why it comes even closer?
Why?
Let me give you to something, because this is spiritual warfare.
Okay. Exactly.
This has
exactly.
stopped the entire planet. This is more
exactly.
even fathom brains. Don't get yeah. it twisted.
Yeah, and this is my point. You know, and what you just what you just said there, April. 100% agree. And that's why for me, it's like this thing. It's really just taught me to really be connected to your spirit, because your spirit, your intuition will forever guide us as long as we listen and we put that ego to the side.
No, you got to put the ego front center. You got to give me what I need. Oh, yes, if you know how to manage it, wait till I turn you onto my teacher.
No, wait till I turn you onto my teacher, April.
Okay, right. Okay, Brains, we're going to come back and report on who's got the best teacher, okay, and what we've learned.
Okay, sensei.
Okay, because I'm about to give it to you real. And if you got it, bring it, okay? And you have brought it. You are just a love. Tell my Brains how to get in contact with you to do some business and just to have a great conversation. Check out check out his lives. Go on and sign up with folks and subscribe to them. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tell them how to get in contact with you, baby.
So you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of those spots, YouTube. I do weekly videos on a Wednesday evening where I talk about marketing, sales, and business. And then on a Sunday morning, which kind of, I know April has been stalking me leading up to the interview, I talk about life. I talk about being a human, being a man, being in a relationship, being a father, being a son, being a grandson. And I speak about real things because, you know, sometimes we put the professional hat on and we stay there. But, you know, we're all human beings at the end of the day, trying to work it out constantly. So for me, you find me on all those spots and hopefully you'll like the content that I put out.
Of course. You know, that's my dude. I don't bring you sloppy seconds, Brain. I bring you the okay? Really. Okay. We are doing big things here on the edge. I'm a bobblehead now. I can talk. Okay. So thank you so much. Please, Brains, go back and subscribe.
Go do it. I know I've got a bit of screen glare. I'm going to hold it at an angle.
Good. And win a prize. Get invited to the party. You know, you coming to the party, you're going to pop in on the party.
Yeah, I will.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have a virtual party. They don't know what hit them.
Yeah, I'm ready. Look, I got the lights behind me. I'm ready, April.
DJ Brains.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
All right. So I love, honor, and cherish you, Brains. I love you too. Be extra good. Call up a good friend and just shoot the shit. It's amazing.